no.
Yes, Lynn.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, how are you all?
No, we miss you.
Oh, yeah, I'm back. It's been a long time, huh?
You're back in Florida again? Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, I'm back in Florida. Thanks God, I'm here.
Good.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov, yes.
And Hexaman Hanukkah.
Oh, happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. So how have you been?
Well, today was a real restful day.
Wow, yeah.
One
today
in a
was
long time. Hello, Krista. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
So we will start.
Okay, I'm going to mute. Okay. Brandler.
Chag Sameach. Kodesh Tov.
Chag Sameach.
We will start in our usual Rosh Kodesh pattern, which is to read, study the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, having to do with the energy of certainty. And we'll start that with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kut shabri hu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu utchilu utchilu urchimu. Le'akta Lashem yodhe bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehimo Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Adenu Kunenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Dekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Koma De'aved Leila Witata Kolaihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Belaid Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ledach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Dehakulu Ovada Big shout inun wikola it's the rich be alma. Our handout tonight can be found on the unique astrological times link that is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And the four at the bottom of the page, generally, if it's a portable device. Scroll down to the Rosh Kodesh Tevet series of links. The first one under the title is Rosh Kodesh Tevet for this year, and that is our handout. When that handout opens up, scroll down about an inch, and we will be talking about the energy of Tevet. But what I'm going to be saying right now is not on the handout. The energy of Tevet is one of the three negative months of the year. We're getting some background noise, so please mute your phones by pressing star 6. Thank you. So the if you remember the story of Moses and the birth of Moses, in the book of Shmos. It explains that we are, Moses was hidden away for 3 months. The three negative months, the Zohar explains, were the 3 months he was hidden away by his mother. He was under the threat of death, and she hid him away. And those 3 months are the months of Av, Tammuz, and Tevet. So we understand that Tevet is one of the most negative months of the year. But we understand that there is no such thing as a negative energy. There is only good energy that is distant from Hashem. What causes good energy to become distant from Hashem? And we're about to learn. And it's directly from the Torah itself. The tribal leader, the son of Jacob, that is connected to the month of Tevet, is the child God. In English, that's spelled G-A-D. In Hebrew, it's Gimel Dalet. Gimel Dalet has the meaning of good fortune, of luck. That is what his mother named him. His mother is Leah, because she sent her handmaid, Zilpah, in to be with her husband, Jacob. She had had 6 sons. She knew that her fulfillment of this prophecy, she was half fulfilled of the 12 tribes. She sent Zilpah in to Jacob, but Jacob did not know that it was Zilpah. And the Zohar explains that when someone is unifying with another person, their consciousness needs to be on that person. My sister once said to me that she knew when she was intimate with someone, but she was thinking of someone else, that was a sin. That was a great sin, in her words. Jacob was not thinking of Zilpah. He was thinking of Leah. Or maybe he was thinking of Rachel, as these were the two women that he was married to. And this is one of the reasons that Hashem tells us not to marry two sisters, especially when they're twins. That night that he was with Zilpah, she became pregnant. And she carried to term a son, who she named, according to the Torah, Ba-God. Ba is the letters Bet Aleph, as in Bo. Bo El Paro is a phrase from the story of Passover in the Torah. come to Torah, come to Pharaoh. There's just one problem. The words Bagad are not spelled complete. They're not spelled properly. The Aleph is concealed, and the word becomes Begad or Bagad, not Bogad, as it should be. Bo means come to Pharaoh, but it's missing the Aleph when it's Bagad. This is the energy of Tevet. It's missing the unification energy, the energy of the Aleph. And what is the Aleph? It's all of the light. It's all of the unification. It has all of the 22 letters within it. So where does the light of Tevet, which is too strong for most vessels, most people, where does this light come from? It comes from the two letters connected to the month. When one studies Torah without the Kabbalah, God forbid, one learns that the letter Ayin creates the constellation Gedi, the goat, the Capricorn. But look at how Gedi is spelled. Gimel, Dalet, Yud. Tevet, in its constellation of Capricorn, can be translated, showing us the energy that it's my fortune, my good fortune. Tevet is supposed to be extremely good. It's supposed to be a lot of light. But the iron on its own is 70, is its gematria, representing and connecting to the 70 nations, which is all of the vessels. But the other letter that is only revealed when you study the Kabbalah is the Bet that created the planet Saturn. Saturn, according to modern science, we know that Saturn has rings around it. And these rings are made up of ice. Now, ice is made from water. But ice is also judgment, harsh judgment. Soft judgment is snow, but in outer space, it's too cold to be snow. It's ice. The planet Saturn and the constellation Gedi is, in combination, is this Ayin Bet. The letters that have a gematria of 72. Ayin Bet can be translated as see a house. Tevet is this month, this vessel for goodness and energy, good energy. So why does the Zohar tell us and the Midrash tell us that it's negative energy? Because the Aleph of the word bow has concealed itself. The unity is not present during the month of Tevet. It is up to the vessel, each one of us, to see beyond the separation that the energy of Tevet will imply to us. Remember, the stars compel, but they do not impel. The energy that will be available during Tevet is to be able to see separation. But through binding by striking, by stopping our reactive natures and our reactions, we can reveal the unity within the separation. When this is accomplished, Tibet is a very good month, a wonderful month. Unfortunately, most of us do not know to do that, and those who do know to do that don't always do it. They don't always stop their reaction. I've given you, taught you tonight, just now, about the energy of Tevet, about the month ahead. We're going to go into some details about it now, but it's all there. It's why there is no holiday, because a holiday is about unification. Oh, we do have an amazing holiday in Tevet. It crosses over from Kislev. The first 2 days of Tevet is the holiday of Hanukkah, including that eighth day, where the proper light goes into the proper vessel, and we have the complete organus available to us. This is the energy, this is the light of the I Am Bet. This is all there, but it doesn't unify. Because on the third day of Tevet, we begin to see separation. We begin to see how my goat is my good luck, meaning Hashem's fortune. But we do that because we as on a vessel cannot see, perceive Hashem in his complete structure. We are not God, and we cannot name God, and we cannot see God. But we will see an attribute of God. We will see part of God. And that's not unity. That's separation. But it's God. It is Hashem, composed of four letters. And when we get to the sequence of those letters, as we will see that it is totally confusing, because it's not Yud He Vav He, it's He Yud He Vav. The vessel precedes the light in both the upper worlds and the lower worlds. This is all related to this idea that in the month of Tevet, we experience separation. And only through binding by striking can we perceive the unity within the separation. We will begin the reading, the discussion of the handout. But all of what I'm going to talk to you about from this point forward, except for the time we make the connections, all of this wisdom and knowledge, you have a structure to understand. It's all from the missing Aleph. The Aleph that was the separation created by Leah sending Zilpah without Jacob's knowledge. The word Tevet is a cognate. It sounds like the word Tov. It starts with the letter Tet, the same letter that starts the word Tov. Tov translates as good. The energy of Tevet was originally good. Mashiach was supposed to be born in Tevet or manifest in Tevet. And it still can, if you can see the unity within the separation. The attribute connected to this month is Rogez. Agitation. We are agitated because we only see separation. Our soul knows that that's not the path, and we become agitated. And agitation is an emotion that leads to anger, the root of agitation. The word God has the meaning of a herb called coriander. It's also known as wormwood. Everybody loves worms, correct? Coriander is a bitter herb. It's not as connected to death as crane, or what we utilize as a bitter herb on Passover, on Pesach, but it is a bitter herb. In order to correct this mistake that was between Leah and Zilpah and Jacob, in order to correct this mistake, in modern times we utilize the connection to the tribe of Asher. Because Asher means happiness. We're trying to re-inject the energy of joy and happiness into that. But when you see separation, how can you be happy? And that's when you have to realize that the month of Tevet is a test. A test from Hashem, who knows you will pass the test. So go ahead and pass it. All you have to do is use binding by striking. Stop your reactive nature When you see separation, look for the unity. Stop the reaction that you see separation. And inject the consciousness of the Aleph, of unity. During the month of Tevet, the tribal totem of Asher is the olive tree. And the olive tree produces oil. It produces olives that get pressed into oil. Olive oil is part of the holiday of Hanukkah. It's part of the miracles. So what is it doing in the month of Tevet? It's because the eighth day is called Zot Hanukkah. Translation of Zot is this is Hanukkah. The first 7 days are not Hanukkah. Only the eighth day is the completion of Hanukkah. The eighth day, what we will light tomorrow night, when the right light is revealed by the correct vessel, when the light of Malchut is in the vessel of Malchut, when the light of Yesod is in the vessel of Yesod, when the light of Chachma is in the vessel of Bina, because Bina and Chachma are never separated. This is the revelation of wisdom. This is the revelation of the light of Hanukkah, the Or Ganuz, the fulfillment of all of the desires. The tribal stone is the Tarshish. The barrel stone is what its name is in Hebrew. Or in Hebrew, it's Tarshish. In English, it's beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. Tarshish in the ancient days was Spain, a city in Spain. Tarshish is in the Torah, in the Tanakh, in the book of Jonah. The prophet Jonah was given a task, and he did, supposedly on its surface, didn't want to do it. His task was to go to the city of Nineveh, a city in exile, a city not controlled by the children of Israel, but by one of the other nations, to go to Nineveh and tell them to repent. He didn't want to do that for various reasons that I don't want to go into because it will take too much time. But it's only through the understanding that it wasn't that he was running away from his task. He was running towards the completion of his task. What was his task? To warn Nineveh? No. His task was to complete Nineveh. Nineveh has a gematria of 121. Tarshish has a gematria of 1210. 10 times 121. Nineveh when it does teshuvah, when the other nations do teshuvah, the completion of the vessel is complete. But the other nations don't know about teshuvah. They call it repentance today. So it's been explained to them, but it got corrupted. They call it repentance. They say it means saying thank you, saying I'm sorry. Complete teshuvah means that they could never do the actions that they did. Complete teshuvah means that we cannot do the actions that we did. What does teshuvah have to do with the month of Tevet? It's very easy to understand when we learn about this event called Shovavim, this period of time that this year will be 8 weeks long. In the non-leap years, it's 6 weeks long. Six connects to Zerunpin, to the six ends, the six emotions. Shovavim translates as a mischievous child, a child who's playing, doing mischief, being happy, but doing wrong. Shovavim is a period of teshuvah for sexual mistakes, having to do with Leah sending Zilpah to Jacob. Did Leah have good intentions to send Zilpah to Jacob? The answer is yes. There's a relationship between the handmaids of Leah and Rachel, Zilpah and Bilhah. These handmaids were twin sisters of their father, but not the same mother. Leah and Rachel were twin sisters. Zilpah and Bilhah are twin sisters. And as a male, I don't know the true meaning of being female. I cannot understand that. Maybe I was in another lifetime, maybe I wasn't. But I truly don't know today. But I am taught, I have observed that women want children and usually feel very badly when they do not have children. Now, there are modern women, there are women today that will profess they don't want children and they live their lives without having children. But the majority of women express a great hunger to have children. Once they have one, they want more. This is my observation. This is what I have been taught and told, both within the study of Kabbalah and from my own observance. Shovavim is teshuvah for sexual improprieties. It has to do with bringing children. It has to do with not bringing children. It has to do with not training children. It has to do with every kind of mistake associated with children. On the 29th of December will be the discussion three weeks from today will be the reading of Shmot, which means on the evening of the 22nd of December, we will begin our study of the period of Shogavim. We will have further discussion about that in coming Sunday morning classes. The tribal direction, it is Tzafon, meaning the north, meaning judgment. I cannot stress enough how important it is, and within the handout you will see two links to the classes on binding by striking, and a reminder to all of my students, binding by striking is a lifetime learning exercise. If you think you know what binding by striking is, you need to think again. You need to study the same handouts of the basic classes 5 and 6, once again. Binding by striking is a lifetime learning. There is a fast day in Tibet. It's a daylight fast day. According to the rabbis, the Talmud, it's observed on the 10th day. But it actually was on the 8th day. And in another second temple, it was on the 9th day. And so the rabbis adjusted the energy so that the fast is on the 10th day. It's a daylight fast from sunrise to sunset. What is a fast? It's going hungry. It's attempt to rise to spirituality, to leave what is physical behind. And that is the nature of the energy of Capricorn. The Capricorn is always looking out of fear. The Capricorn is looking to sustain their physicality. That's why coming from the energy of separation. The Capricorn is constantly looking for business opportunities, to have a good job, various aspects of money, money to purchase a good life. But the unity is, where does a good life come from? Where does this money come from? It comes from Hashem. And it needs to be appreciated that it is coming from Hashem. That's the purpose of the fast day. On a physical level, the walls of the city of Jerusalem were penetrated, both for the first temple and the second temple. The walls were penetrated. Penetrate sounds like a sexual act. The spiritual cause of destruction comes from anger. Anger is the energy that we need to make sure we don't fall into. And it started today on Rosh Chodesh. The month of Dan, or the tribe of Dan, according to tradition, the tribe of Dan will produce the generals of the army of Mashiach ben Yosef. Joseph is supposed to bring a war to the world that will change the consciousness . The tribe of Dan. Dan is Dalet Nun. Dan is the energy of Scorpio, Teshvan, a very powerful energy. We have to recognize that the tribe of Dan represents judgment. The tribe of Dan can be translated Dalet Nun as a doorway to falling. Practical tools. When you get angry this month, delve into its cause. What was the motivation for your anger? Not just that you're angry with someone or something, but why are you angry with that someone or that something? And how does that anger tell you about yourself? What aspect of yourself are you hiding behind your anger that you need to change about yourself? Recognize that the feelings that you feel come with responsibility. This is a very deep statement. I have had many students, many people in my life tell me how this is what I feel and therefore I know this is true. This is what I feel. But you have to know why you feel what you feel. And you have to recognize that if you have a feeling, there's also a responsibility related to that feeling. And this ultimately applies to each of the six ends, the six levels of the Sephirot. Chesed, loving kindness, Gevurah, strength, power, judgment, just, Tiferet, beauty, the light of the sun, joy and happiness, balance, Netzach, eternal victory, and Hod, thankfulness and appreciation, and ultimately Yesod that receives from all five of the previous Sephirot. It receives two aspects from each one. It receives Chesed, five Chasadim, and five Gevurot, five negative, 5 positive. Yesod has all of the light, and its job is to share it in a balanced way to the physical world that has no light of its own, but only what it receives from Yesod. This is the responsibility, to know why and to only share the chesedim, not the givurot, unless the givurot creates balance. During this month, when you get angry, you lose connection to being humble. You lose connection to humility. Humility is the opposite of anger. I'm going to give you a metaphor to understand this easily. We all think that hate is the opposite of love. If we ask anybody, what's the opposite of love, they'll tell you hate. But in actuality, that is not true. Hate sits right next to love. There's a very fine line distinction between hate and love. Many times, hate transforms to love as it is supposed to. But what was the original question? What is the opposite of love? Not caring. Not even being aware of something. This is the opposite of love. Humility is the opposite of anger. Maintain and practice humility, and there is a simple, simple law. You've heard it a million times recently in this generation. Fake it till you make it. What is the meaning of this Kabbalistically? When your outside pretends, eventually your inside comes around and utilizes and unifies with the outside that is pretending, and it's no longer pretense. Because the inside has become the same as the outside. Practice humility. Fake humility until your inside comes around and becomes humble. See good in everyone and everything. Remember, there is no such thing as negativity. There's only good, more distant from Hashem. Bring that distant good closer to Hashem. When you see the good in everyone, your anger must dissipate. Tibet energy will bring us the opportunity to see the ultimate paradox. To gain control, we must relinquish control. The energy this month will push us to see everything as separated from everything else. Resist that energy by retaining the consciousness that you are not acting alone. You are just a tool of Hashem. He is using you to bring words to other people. He is using you to help the other people. He wants you to be a messenger for him. Just be humble. And be a humble messenger. And remember, be sure that what you are doing will not create separation. There's a section at the bottom of this handout called In Conclusion. I'm going to read it. Our sages teach an adage that applies to the energy of the month of Tibet. The adage is, the body enjoys the body. Most people understand this to relate to a sexual meaning, since the period of Shelbavim starts in Tibet. Shelbavim is mischievous, unruly, naughty. Sometimes the word lecherous is applied as well. There is a deeper meaning to this adage that reveals to us a deeper meaning to the energy of Tibet. In Numbers chapter 21, verse 14, the Torah speaks of the wars of Hashem, immediately followed by the phrase, Et Vahev Besufa. What is the concept of the wars of Hashem? Our sages teach that the wars of Hashem represent the idea of two bodies cleaving together. This is because cleaving can only be achieved in the physical world. In the spiritual world, the consciousness of two spiritual entities defines their separation. It is impossible for them to cleave together. This can only happen in the physical world. The wars of Hashem is a clashing of ideas in the search for truth. I have often spoken to you of binding by striking. How can something come together in unity, being bound together, by striking, by being pushed away? This is the ultimate paradox. And yet, this is how you find truth, through arguments, through strong discussion, where both of you are looking for truth and are evaluating the arguments based on their truth, not on their egos. The house of Shammai and the house of Hillel in the Talmud argued incessantly. They came from two different columns, Hillel from love, Shammai from the negative column, the left column. They loved each other, but they argued to find truth. This is the idea of two bodies cleaving together. This is the idea of the body enjoys the body. People can be brought together in unity when you appreciate the diversity. And let us say, let us pray. Let us make that a goal during this month of Tibet, to bring one body together with another body in unity by appreciating the diversity. And may we all say, Amen. We will now say the Ana Bekoach. And the first verse connects to the month of Tevet. What is the first verse energy? It's loving kindness, it's chesed. The Tevet is loving kindness energy. Leah and Zilpah only wanted good, but that famous adage, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Utilize your intuition to know what is the right thing for you to do, so that you do the right action at the right time, in the right place, with the right consciousness. Please join me in saying the Anapakoah. Anapakoah, Gedulat Yemincha, Tati Sera, Alephet Gimel Yutaf Sadi. The letters of the month of Tevet, the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, my good fortune, and the Bet that created the planet Saturn. The Ayin and the Bet together have a gematria of 72 that connects to the 72 names of God. The 72 names revealed by the Tzaddikim. The 72 gematria of Hashem's name spelled with Yud. All of this light. The sequence for tonight and tomorrow. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa. Please stand and dance the room. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey yo, hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hansamea. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, Zot Hanukkah. Hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, hey yo, hey wa, I in bed, hey yo, I in bed, hey wa, hey yo, 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 hey wa. Hey yo, hey wa, 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 hey yo, hey wa. Kabelrinat. Amcha sadvenu tacharenu nora Gufei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshei Yehudcha Kevavad Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharen Rakamei Sikatcha Tamid Gamlen Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Berol Tuvcha Nael Adata Het Kuf Bet Het Nodayim Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zochrei Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yotav In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper Due to time, our class is over. This is a subject that we could talk about for a great length of time, that we should meditate upon and should meditate upon for a great length of time. Does anyone have any questions? While you're unmuting your phone to ask questions, I will just discuss tomorrow's classes at 10:30. We will have a class continuing our discussions of the Mashiach. And at 3 o'clock, we will have our class on advanced reincarnation. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all happy Hanukkah, Hag Sameach, Hanukkah Sameach. I wish you all Kodesh Tov, a good month, a month filled with binding by striking, filled with the light of the Ayin Bet. I wish you all a Shavua Tov, a good week, a week of peace and serenity. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol. Thank
Shalom
you.
Gadol. Shalom to all.